The debate over where to stick the nation's nuclear waste is close to being resolved. Yesterday, the Senate joined the House and the President in choosing Yucca Mountain, Nevada. But approval from one more authority is necessary before construction can begin. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission must decide whether the science is good enough to guarantee safety. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, waste will eventually leak out of Yucca Mountain. The question is only when and how much.
Abe Van Luyck stands on Yucca Mountain wearing a blue and red Hawaiian shirt. The landscape here is right out of a Roadrunner cartoon. Dry, dry, dry. But we're going to follow the flow of water, because the site's safety depends on whether, over the next 10,000 years, rain will get into the ground, corrode the storage containers, and seep into nearby wells. 10,000 years seems like an eternity, Van Luyck says. But not far from here, a mummified man was found in a cave. He'd been lying there for 9,000 years.
His slippers, which were made of rabbit skins, were perfectly well preserved in that cave near Fallon, Nevada.
To show that the waste site will hold up as well as those slippers, Van Luyck and other scientists at the Department of Energy have spent billions of dollars and created a gigantic computer model to follow the water. At the end, it produces an estimate of how much radiation a local farmer might get, a farmer living not today, but 10,000 years from now. Do you ever give that farmer a name?
No, we very astutely avoid doing that. I think whatever label we put on him, someone would take personal.
Call him Farmer X. To start construction, the DOE must show that Farmer X's well water won't expose him to more radiation than a dental X-ray each year. An independent report for the government this year concluded the science underlying DOE's colossal computer model was weak to moderate. But Van Luyck thinks it's good enough. Follow the water, he says. The first line of defense is the desert. He demonstrates with a bottle of water.
This wind that's blowing right now and this sunshine, even though it's a nice, not too hot day, this soil will dry up in just a few minutes and all the water we just poured in will come back into the atmosphere. It takes a sizable rainfall or snowmelt event to move water into the deep subsurface of Yucca Mountain.
We get in a van and prepare to head down to a tunnel where the waste will be stored, where any water that made it through would emerge. The mountain is a good umbrella, but skeptical geologists point out it's hard to predict how much rain there will be 10,000 years from now. That's true, Van Luyck says, but look at this. We pull over by a dusty outcropping of dirt and rock.
What we're looking at is a small opening. I can probably stick my arm all the way to the back of it, and then it turns to the right and it's very dark back there.
It's the home of a pack rat. It turns out that for tens of thousands of years before humans were even thinking about storing nuclear waste, pack rats were saving important information about the climate.
We have scientists who actually study rat droppings. And when we carbon date that material, we see that during the last ice age, which ended about 10,000 years ago, there were seeds of pinyon pines in these rat nests.
In order for those trees to grow, it would have had to have been twice as wet back then as it is today.
And this is how we basically judge what the precipitation levels will be in the future.
This area may get wetter, he says, but it will never be a rainforest. Another bit of information that goes into the computer program. 1,000 feet below where we poured the water are train tracks that disappear into a tunnel. There are portable toilets here, too. The state of Nevada, which opposes the project, is refusing to grant a new water permit, so the Department of Energy is trying to conserve. We climb into an industrial coal car and roll into the darkness of Yucca Mountain. Most water takes thousands of years to get here from the surface. We stop to examine the rock that keeps the water out.
Now, the rock is about 10% pores. It looks like solid rock. You tap it. But it's actually got about 10% porosity. Of that 10%, anywhere from 40 to 70% is filled with water. When we date that water, we see that that water basically dates to the last ice age.
Critics point out that more modern water has also worked its way down here. Geologists know that because they found a man-made isotope here, chlorine-36. It's carried by rainwater.
Chlorine-36 was produced by bombs being detonated in the Pacific. Those bombs vaporized a lot of ocean water. ocean water contains a lot of chlorine, and it basically added neutrons to that chlorine and activated it.
In just a few decades, it turned up down here. Geologists later figured out that water was flowing through cracks in the rock. That really surprised Van Leeuwenhoek at the time, but he says it's only a small amount of water and that all that's been factored into the computer model. Still, some critics wonder what other surprises the mountain holds. Further along, a tunnel branches off to the left. It's 274 degrees in there. Engineers heated it up to see how the rock and the waste canisters will hold up. The nuclear material, after all, will be radioactive and turn this place into an oven. 100 years after the canisters go in, the place will also be a steam bath with humidities up to 95%.
And that starts the corrosion clock ticking. The corrosion of these containers, we expect, will take anywhere from 30 to 80,000 years.
But eventually, the water will win. The computer model predicts that canisters will start to crumble and water will carry some radioactive material another 1,000 feet down to the water table where it can escape. The hope is it will happen slowly. After 10,000 years, 99.99% of the radioactivity will have decayed away. The train crawls back out into the sunlight and we follow the water a final time to a place called Amargosa Valley, a place with dairy cows, alfalfa fields, and a small school. Water from the mountain trickles 30, maybe 50 feet below our feet. This is about where the computer model makes its final crucial prediction. How much radiation will Farmer X get in 10,000 years from that water?
When we look at the doses to this area for 10,000 years, we see absolutely no dose for probably 80 to 100,000 years. At that point, the doses start increasing this level, but they never come to a point where it would be a threat to human health or safety.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will have to be convinced. At last count, the NRC had listed over 200 outstanding technical and scientific issues. As we're getting ready to leave, we actually run into a modern-day Farmer X. His real name is Morgan Lynn, a big man in a big Western hat who is not happy. Computer models do not alter the fact that 77,000 tons of highly radioactive waste will be shipped by his home here. What if there's a truck accident, he says?
My opinion is if you're going to impact an area, why don't you do something for them? Why don't you come down here and add 2 bays onto our fire station and give us some emergency equipment and give us some training and some money? I mean, how much do you reckon they spend a day out there?
$1 million, Van Leeuwenhoek says.
$1 million a day. Reckon we could spend $1,000 a day down here?
Later, Van Leeuwenhoek says he's sympathetic but helpless. Money and politics are not in the computer model. Often, his charts and graphs are useless. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Yucca Mountain, Nevada.